And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Just a boy of 6 years old, of God's love I had been told, and the place I could live eternally. Though my mind cannot contain all the things in God's great plan, I just trust Him with a simple childlike faith. It took faith just the size of a little seed. Though my heart was small and weak, God's great love came into me. It took faith just the size of a little seed. All my sins are washed away by His blood from Calvary. Climb, you may have battles you cannot overcome. Jesus said if you have faith just the size of a little seed, that mountain be removed and victory shall be won. It took faith just the size of a little seed. Though my heart was small and weak, God's great love came into me. It took faith just the size of a little seed. All my sins are washed away by His blood from Calvary.
Well, that's a good song being sung for you by a group known as Mountain Harmony from down in Pickens, South Carolina. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be here with you for a little while, and I sure want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time, and I hope the program is a blessing to you. These songs minister to me, and I sure hope that they minister to you. Well, I would love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. The last several months, I seemed like we've been under absolute attack from Satan and all the battles that he can throw at us, but I'm glad that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, and I know who has the victory. So I battled before I did the program this week and whether to share this with you, but I'm going to because I've had folks say, well, never let the devil know when you're in a battle. But then it was just kind of like, well, he knows because he's who I'm battling with. So I feel like I'm supposed to ask you to pray for us. Our family's in a battle. We're battling spiritually. We're battling physically. And we've been battling financially. So we're just going to share that with you and ask you to pray. That's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not asking you for financial support. I'm not asking you for anything except just prayer. And if you'd do that, I would appreciate it. Been going on now for months and months, and God knows the situation. My wife's facing some surgery that we don't have insurance to cover. And I've been in and out of the hospital a number of times in the last year or two. And you know what? God has never let me down. Never, never has, never will. So your prayers would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And I say that from the very depths of my heart. And I felt like the Lord just asked me or instructed me to ask you to pray for my wife, my daughter, and myself. If you would do that, it would mean a whole lot to us. And that song, Faith of a Little Seed, and that's Mountain Harmony singing. Well, folk, my wife wrote a book, and it's touched hearts across the country. And We've been talking about it on the radio here for a long time, and a lot of you have purchased that book. It's $10, which does include the postage, and none of that comes to the radio ministry. All of it goes to cover the expense that we spent to get the book out and get it printed, and then go back to the postage to get it mailed out to you. If you'd like to help with the expenses of the radio ministry, we'd appreciate that. And the address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. But for the book or the radio ministry, please make a check payable to Roger Boone. But if you want the book, make sure that we can read where you want the book mailed to. My wife will sign it. I'll take it to the post office and get it mailed out just as soon as we possibly can once we get the check in for the book. And we thank you for that already. If you'd like to send us an email, the address is it's Gospel Time. Put all those words together. ITSGOSPELTIME. It's gospeltime@yahoo.com. If you'd like to give me a phone call, 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. And some folk find us on Facebook, and that's under Roger Boone, not under It's Gospel Time. And if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or perhaps live in the Asheville area, give me a call. We'd love to have you go to church with us. And I'll give you information on our church. We're in Asheville, North Carolina. Okay, saying all that, let's move along with some scripture reading today in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to pick up reading verse 19, finish out the chapter. Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
We can have joy along the way, but it takes long suffering every day. Let the fruits of the Spirit dwell in me as well in me. Meekness to others let me show, then His sweet peace I will know. If the fruits of the Spirit dwell in me as well in me. Lord, help me to live that others may see the fruits of the Spirit in me. On my homeward journey,
homeward journey,
here below,
down here below,
more and more,
just like my Lord,
with His love
as my reward.
When the fruits
of the Spirit dwells in me,
dwells in me.
Gentleness
and some temperance too,
traits every Christian must pursue. Let the fruits of the Spirit dwell in me
as well in me.
Goodness and faith my heart shall know when His love is in my soul, and the fruits of His Spirit dwells in me
as dwells in me.
Lord, help me to live that others may see the fruits of the Spirit in me.
On my homeward journey,
homeward journey,
here below,
down here below,
more and more,
just like my Lord,
with his love
as my reward.
When the fruit
of the Spirit dwells in me,
Lord, help me to live that others may see
the fruits of the Spirit in me.
On my homeward journey,
here below,
more and more,
just like my Lord,
with his love
as my reward.
When the fruits
of the Spirit dwell in me, yes, dwell in me.
The beautiful a cappella sounds of the Primitive Quartet. Those fellas been friends of mine for a long time, and I've had that CD since 2002, and that song has never ministered to me like it has this week. I love that song, The Fruits of the Spirit. And I like this one by the Chigger Hill Boys and Terry also.
Sweet the sound of friends and family gathered round. That old hymn book passed around for hours on end. The vision of heaven those writers had seen. It is well with my soul, forever will ring. God gave them songs like those for days.
Songs like those for days like these. That's the Chigger Hill Boys and Terry. Mighty fine song and mighty fine singing. Back in 1989, when we first started It's Gospel Time radio ministry, I was in a very low time in my life, and God used the radio ministry to lift me up, and I appreciate that. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, come right back in with some more great gospel music. You stay around, and we'll be back right after this.